Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to What in the K-Pop? I'm Yvette, and we're back with monthly comebacks. It's September comebacks. I'm so excited. Let's go. Let's roll. How cool is this intro music? Oh my gosh. Yes. It's so nice to have an intro now. I mean, I will make one personally for this podcast and for the listeners, but it's just so nice to have something just that, you know, gets you hyped. I don't know. All right, so before we get into comebacks, I actually want to do a little story time about trying to get BTS tickets to Permission to Dance. I know, I clowned myself. Like, I knew I was clowning myself. Like, I already knew it was going to happen like that. But, so, basically, I'm at work, and I get on to get tickets, and I'm also, like, texting, messaging Precious, and I told her I'll call her when I'm about to buy tickets or I'm about to, you know, see what the damage is, whatever. So I get on, I'm in the waiting room. It's been like, fast forward 3 hours, and I'm like, finally, like the 27th person. Like, it started in the beginning, it was like 2,000 plus people are in front of you, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But I hit 27, and I'm like, okay, cool. I'm gonna call her now. And, you know, by the time, you know, I'm talking to her, we'll be in the room and we'll see what's up. And as soon as I dial her number and she picks up, I see on my tablet, it goes error, service error. And it kicked me out. And I was like, first she was like, hello. And I was like, this hoe just kicked me out of the queue. And she just starts laughing at me. And I was like, I just got kicked out of the queue. I was like, I've been waiting for like 3 hours. I just got kicked out of this fucking queue. And I was just like, this is stupid. I was like, this is already stupid. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to get back into the queue. I'm going to see what the damage is, whatever. And she's like, okay, cool, whatever. And so, like, maybe an hour later, I'm in, and all there is seats in the sky. Like, sky seats, whatever. Which is fine, because, honestly, a seat at a BTS concert, no matter what seat, if you're up in the sky or if you're right in their face, the show's just as good. Like, it does not even matter. But, you know, I was like, you know what? Let's just wait until they go on tour. And we'll go, things will be easier, it'll be better. And I just decided to even participate in this ticket war, because this was a ticket battlefield type of feeling. And I just decided to participate because, you know, our Map of the Soul tour got canceled. And then they gave us a pre-sale code because they had to cancel that tour. And I was like, maybe this is a sign. I don't know. I'm going to try it. You know, I was like, I'm expecting nothing. Hoping for something, but expecting nothing. And I was right to expect nothing. So after that all happened, I like realized, I was like looking at the pre-sales. And I was like, I'm thinking there's going to be one or two pre-sales. There was like four. There was the pre-sale if you had a ticket for the tour. There's a pre-sale for verified fan for Ticketmaster. There was a sale for army membership. And then there was something else there was a pre-sale for. And I was like, four pre-sales? I was like, that's freaking wild. I was like, there's no way there's going to be tickets for the public sale. No way. I was like, and you have packages? I was like, they're not going to sell those on my pre-sale or the public sale. It's going to probably be on the army membership sale because, you know, that's just a perk. And that's exactly what happened. And I was just like, okay, whatever. But like 2 days later, I was on Twitter scrolling, just, you know, seeing what's up. And Ticketmaster, I saw their tweet and they said, sorry, we will not be having a public sale because there are no tickets to sell. And I was like, what? You have no tickets for the public sale because you had too many damn pre-sales? Huh. I wonder why. And I was just so annoyed with the lack of professionalism for whoever thought it was okay to have four pre-sales. You know, like, honestly, I only see concerts have maybe two or three. That's about it. But to have four is just way too many. Way too many. And I feel so bad about the armies that, you know, didn't have a pre-sale code. I even heard that some armies that had a pre-sale code and it didn't work. Like, they couldn't get it to work, so they couldn't buy tickets. And I was like, that sucks. My code worked, but it was just a shit show. The internet the website went down, all the stuff. But I just feel bad for people that didn't even have those advantages, if you could call them advantages, and they were basically shit out of luck. Like, there's no getting tickets for them. But then I see everyone replying on the Twitter posts of Ticketmaster, and they're complaining, and I'm like, as you should. And I'm seeing screenshots of the resales of the tickets, and I'm like, holy shit. I saw a ticket for $7,000 for a floor ticket. $7,000. Like, who is buying this ticket? Who? What K-pop stan? What army is buying this ticket? Nobody. Because we're not spending money like that for what? 4 hours? No one's paying $7,000 unless you just happen to have it like that, unless you're the 1%. But no one's paying for that ticket. And then I saw another one, even more ridiculous, $36,000 for a floor ticket. I was like, again, who's going to buy this ticket? Who? I don't see nobody's going to buy this fucking ticket. Like, get over yourselves. Like, no, y'all are greedy ass mother effers. Like, so greedy. And I was just like, the only time I see anybody fighting for a ticket that much, you must be sitting in that member's lap. Like, if we ain't getting sweat dripped on us, which is actually, that's really gross, but you get what I mean. There has to be some added beneficialness if you're paying thousands of dollars for 4 hours or a 4 hour concert. Like, no. That's why I really hate this whole ticketing system with the ticket gouging and the scalpers. Like, there's literally people that run a business on scalping big event tickets and reselling them for insane prices just to make a profit. And I'm like, no. This is horrible. But honestly, like, we are K-pop stans, and we are here to go out, support, have fun, enjoy music, support our faves, see them, meet them, maybe, you know, high touch, blah, blah, blah. We're coming to see them. We're not interested in paying for overpriced tickets. Like, we'd rather go to see another concert, another group, if that's, like, a huge thing. Like, no one's going to do that. Like, no matter how desperate we are, like, we just want to see our faves. Let's keep it like that. But I really hope Ticketmaster, and I hope other vendors saw the mistake Ticketmaster made, and hopefully this can be avoided for future concerts, because if this is what's going to happen, it's just going to be really bad for business long term. But hey, whatever. That's my little story time. But I do have some announcements for y'all. As you see that concerts are now springing up left and right, and we don't know where to put our money at. We are going to some concerts. First one that's coming up is October 26th. P1 Harmony, they're going to be performing at the Christmas Tree Lane Park outside of the LAFC Stadium in LA. And Precious will be there. I can't be there because that's literally the day after I get back to work from vacation, and it's a blackout day for me, so I can't go. I'm so sad. I want to see my boys. But she will be there. So if you want to meet up with her, then she will be there. I think she's making goodie bags for that event. I'm not sure. But we'll put it on our story so you can guys check out our story and keep up to date with that. Second, we're doing the iHeart Radio Jingle Ball for Monsta X. And it's on December 16th. At State Farm Arena in Atlanta. We're going to Atlanta, y'all. I haven't been to Atlanta in like 5 years or whatever, but we travel into Atlanta. So if any of our listeners are going to the iHeart Jingle Ball, meet us there. Come find us. Like, we'll be posting on our story a lot, and we will have a little goodie bags for y'all there just to enjoy. So come out and talk to us. Let's see. Another Monsta X. We're going to the Monsta X World Tour. We recently just bought tickets to this, and it's going to be on February 19th at the Dickies Arena in Dallas. So we're going to go to Dallas. We're just going everywhere. I think since there's been like such a K-pop concert drought, we're like, oh, this group is going. Oh, we should go see this. We should go see this group. Like, even Very is coming to Houston. I'm just like, I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about it. Kind of want to go. I'm thinking about it. But, you know, I ain't trying to be broke at the same time, too. But we will be there in Dallas on the 19th of February for the Monsta World Tour concert. And we will be hanging out before the concert, way before the concert, probably like maybe 3-4 hours before the concert. We'll be hanging outside the stadium, passing out goodie bags. So, you know, if any of our listeners are going to any of those concerts, come say hi to us. Come chill with us. I don't know. Come eat dinner with us. I don't know. Let's have fun. Let's talk. Let's gush and, like, fangirl about our faves, you know? It'll be so much fun. But that's the end of our announcements. Let's finally get into those September comebacks. All right. So first up, we have ATEEZ with their album Zero Fever Part 3. The song I really liked from this album was Eternal Sunshine. This song concept is like the complete opposite of Sad Boy Hours, if you know what I mean. This song is very super upbeat, positive, dopamine-inducing type of vibe. Like, I love it. Super sunshine. What I got from Eternal Sunshine was, let's enjoy this beautiful moment while it lasts, and I wish this feeling could last forever. I really liked the MV too. It was so bright and colorful, fun. The members were super goofy, having fun, and every member looked great. Like, this is definitely a road trip song for me. I think a lot of ATEEZ actually really liked Deja Vu better than Eternal Sunshine, but for me, it was like the total opposite, because usually I love concepts like Deja Vu. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, both concepts were awesome, but music-wise, Eternal Sunshine was like kind of like a fresh breath of air for me. It was just really light and lively, and it was just so much fun. I loved it. But let's listen to a clip. Let's get into a clip. Such a good song. Like, I just like imagine like the beach and like just hanging out and, you know, throwing the volleyball and just, you know, having so much fun. This song is so much fun. I'm so glad they got to like do Eternal Sunshine and Deja Vu. It's like way too different concepts. I love it. Next group we have is Stacy with their album Stereotype. So I did not like Stereotype. The title song is really weird. I usually love title songs, but I didn't really like it. Didn't really quite hit home for me. But the song I really did like was Slow Down. This is a B-side song on an album. But honestly, like I said, it's my favorite song on the album. And I really liked the song I'll Be There. That's a runner-up. What really attached me to this song was like this tropical Latin feel going through the song. It's very light, super live, and I just have so much fun listening to it. Slow Down is about getting to know someone that could be a potential partner, but not wanting to rush the process of getting to know each other or feeling each other out, you know, seeing if you're a good fit together. I think this is a really fun song to listen to, but it also carries a great message when it comes to dating. But let's get into that clip. Oh, so much fun. Like, even listening to it again just makes me like just dance in my chair. I'm just like swaying to the music. Oh, they do so well. Like, they've only, I think, I don't even know if they have hit a year yet. Like, Stacey's still super new. No, they haven't hit a year yet. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think they've hit a year yet. But, oh, such good music. And their producers are always so amazing. They have so many hits. But let's keep it going. We're going to go to Yunkae with his album, Eternal. This song, Microphone. Okay, so I liked a lot of songs. I liked Come As You Are. I liked, there's one, I forgot. There's another one, but I can't remember. But Come As You Are, Microphone. It's just like a really emo-ish, but more in a slow ballad type of feel. Does that make sense? I don't know. Maybe it's just in my head, but the chorus of Microphone had me hooked from the first lesson. The lyrics in the chorus are, so tell me, baby, I'll be your microphone, be it a scream or a whisper, okay? Even if it's a trivial matter, I'll accept every word that comes. The message behind the song is having that great friend or great partner who will just sit and listen to your problems, not necessarily to fix those problems, but just to vent and, you know, have a support system that you can rely on. My favorite lyric from Microphone is, there's no need for you to go to a karaoke room, just scream it all to me. There's no need for you to go to the beach, I'll be the one keeping you refreshed. This is like what I really like about singer-songwriters. They can really paint a picture for the listener to imagine like their lyrics and just like picture like the whole scenery, and I love it. I don't know if Yunkae or Devin, I believe he features on the song too, wrote these lyrics, or maybe they wrote them together, but they're just so wonderful. I really like it. This whole song has that vulnerability with a hint of sadness type of vibe, but I support it. I like it. But I do have a clip for that one. So let's go. That was Microphone by Yunkae featuring Devin. Oh, I just love the draw out of like certain notes he puts in the song, and it's a vibe. I love it. Next we have is Monsta X with their single One Day. I really enjoy the song. It's short but sweet. Plus it's all in English. One Day is about the post breakup with a significant other. Things didn't work out, you can't help but have memories of all the good times you had with them, and you wish things would have worked out between you, but now you two have to just move forward on your own paths, wishing good luck for each other in hopes that you'll see each other one day. My favorite lyric in One Day is Hungwon's part, where he says, I try to forget you, how your body felt, your head on my chest, a summer in the hills. That lyric just made me melt. I was just like, ugh. So sensual, so romantic. I was like, So that lyric stuck out to me, and the way he just sang it, baby just sang that so well. But One Day is like a combination of nostalgia, farewell to a former partner or friend, and you know, hope to see them doing better in the future, and not, you know, hoping the worst. Sometimes people suck. Some people don't break up, you know, mutually, but, you know, you just try to be the bigger, better person and hope that they do better in life. But yeah, that's the whole concept I got with One Day. But I do not have a clip for this, so we're going to keep moving. All right, next we have is Lisa. La Lisa. Oh, I've been waiting about like 2 to 3 years for her solo. I've been I've been waiting. Like, I was like, where is it at? I was like, okay, Jenny has her solo. Cool. Like, the train is, you know, the train is rolling. The train is out of the station. Let's go. And then it's like 2 years later. Or, yeah, like 2 years later. And then Rosé. And I'm like, okay, cool. I was like, that was a little long, but I'm here. I'm still here. Let's go. And then I was like, it's probably going to be another 2 years. And then we might get to Lisa or Jisoo. Like, we don't even know. But then they released La Lisa. And I was just like, thank you. Thank you. You heard my cries. Even though I've been crying for the last 2 years. But you heard my cries. But this solo song, La Lisa, is a masterpiece. Like, the envy, the concept, the outfits, all that shit is, ooh, baby, it's perfect. Like, she had a little bit of everything. She had, like, 5 or 6 concepts. And I was, like, counting. I was like, okay, now they're doing this. Okay, now it's this style. Like, she had everything from, you know, Thai, which is her, you know, her culture, Latin feel, that heavy pop, that EDM, that, you know, throwback, that R&B, like, she had a little bit of everything. And I was just like, that's a winner. That is a winner. This song is just so powerful. But Lisa, she killed the song. I'm tripping over my words even right now, because Boo Boo's, I didn't expect her to do horrible or anything. Don't get me wrong. I expected her to do very well, but she blew it out of the water. She, like, came for me. Like, she came and got me and said, we're going, get in the car, ho, let's go. Like, La Lisa, everything. So, I don't have a clip for this, but if you did not watch this, you need to go watch this MV, like 2 months ago. Like, that doesn't even make any sense right now, but that's how bad you need to go see this clip. It's great. It's a masterpiece. I'm very happy with it. I know a lot of money got put into it, but let's move on. Next we have is NCT 127 Sticker, their sticker album. I'm sorry. The only reason why I'm laughing is because the title song, Sticker, I have a complicated relationship with this song, and I'm not reviewing it, but I'm going to just say it's something. It's something. Like, there's, like, very, like, little parts that I really like about it, but then there's a lot of parts I don't like about it. And I was just like, is this SM trying to, like, do something, you know, infusion, something, like, new and, like, never done before? Because I don't know why they just tend to do things like that, but they do. And I was like, this is very niche music. Like, I get it. I see the artistry in it, but I don't think I could listen to it too many times without getting annoyed. It's just really choppy, really choppy. But whatever, you know, we ain't here for that. We here for 2 other songs on the Sticker album that did very well for me. First song is Far. Far is about pursuing your dreams no matter what is in your way. There's a part in the song where the guys say, flip all the tracks upside down if you want to. Like, they're saying, make it harder. Like, make the obstacles harder for me to get through, because it won't even matter, because I'm going to be successful. I'm going to win in the end. Like, nothing can stop me type of thing. And I really like this song because it's another power song like La Lisa. And it really motivates me to, like, succeed in my own personal goals. But, yeah, I really like it. So let's listen to a little clip. I can just see myself blasting that. I don't know if I would blast that in front of the cops, because they'd be like, what you want? What you, You trying to start shit? No, officer. I ain't trying to start anything, but yes, Far, another power song. I think I just need to make a playlist that's like all the power songs. That's what I need to do. I just need to make a playlist like that. It'll be perfect. Just when you're like feeling real shitty or down at your lowest or whatever, we're just going to make, you just play that playlist and then bam, instant mood booster. That'll be so awesome. I think I'm going to do that. All right. Another song on the NCT 127 sticker album that I really liked was Dreamer. I didn't like it at the first listen. I wasn't sure about it. I was like, I don't know. But then the more I listened to it, I was like, this is like the type of like music I used to listen to in my house when my parents would play, like, you know, older 60s, 70s, 80s music, like that, those three decades. Like, that's what it reminded me. And it just felt so nostalgic. But their intro, like I said, very, very late 70s pop. And I don't know, I just really enjoyed it. It was just a groove. You know, Dreamer is about forgetting your worries while you dream and just focusing on the good things. It also refers to dreaming and reality, like bringing some of that carefreeness and like free will to the reality to like have more sense of freedom. And actually, I think it would like help you be even more of like a risk taker in a way. So I think that's really cool. But let's listen. Let's listen to Dreamer. Oh, yes. And then you hear, like, the band in the back be like, boom, 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 boom. Okay. That's such a good song. And I'm just like, yeah. I'm being dumb. But let's keep it moving. All right. Next, we have Key with his album Bad Love, his first mini album. Okay, Bad Love has this, like, heavy, like, 80s vibe to it, and I really love it, actually. To put it simply, Bad Love is about a love that's very toxic. It's like that type of love where everything seems great, but there's those few underlining red flags that are subtle when you see them, and you're like, whoa, that's a little toxic. I don't know, but you don't necessarily see it as a problem, right? Until it's too late. It's like kind of slowly poisoning the water hole or well. Like, if you ever watched Toy Story, you know, Woody, one of his catchphrases are, someone's poisoned the water hole or whatever. And that just popped up in my head for some reason for this song. I have no freaking idea why. Don't ask me why. These are just the stupid little childhood things that just pop up in my head. But it just reminded me of that. So it's like, you know, a good, fun relationship. But then it just starts to turn sour. And things get bad real quick. But anyway, it's a badass song. And if you know anything about icons from the 80s, then you can see that Key's inspiration for the song was David Bowie. Like, down to the MV concept, the album packaging is literally like David Bowie inspired, and it's super cool. And I haven't bought it yet, but I'm gonna buy it because it's definitely novelty, that's for sure. All right, I got a clip for y'all. Oh, such a good song. I love it. It's just super 80s. Like, I like it. I like it a lot. But he also has four other songs, I believe. Let's see. Yes, Boo Boo has other songs on this album that are really good. He has Yellow Tape. I really like that one. And he has Hate That, which he also has Taeyong featuring on that one. I really like that one. But check out this album. It's so good. I really like it. I appreciate it a lot. But let's go on to our next group. And it's a collab. BTS, My Universe with Coldplay. Or really, it's Coldplay featuring BTS. But, tomato, tomato, whatever. I really enjoyed this collab between Coldplay and BTS. Has super EDM pop vibes. I don't think I really have to explain too much about the song, but to put it simply, My Universe is about bringing everyone in the world, or worlds, if you've seen the concept of the MV. It deals with people from multiple dimensions and different galaxies that come together just to celebrate music and togetherness in spite of the organization called the Silencers. I thought that was cute. The MV is really cool. It definitely gives you kind of like movie vibes. So if they made this into the movie, I'm not gonna lie, I'd watch it. But I would need a little more plot, but I'd watch it for sure. But if you like futuristic stuff like aliens, holograms, all that, then you'll really like that MV. I've always been a big fan of Coldplay, so I never expected BTS to collab with them, but I ain't mad. That's all I'm saying. Really good song. I do not have a clip for it because you probably already heard it. It's super popular. Anything popular that I review, I'm not going to have a clip for it, because if you didn't hear it now, you probably live under a rock, but so do I. It's okay. It's all right. All right. Next group we have is AB6 with their album Mo Complete. The song that caught me was the song Down For You. Down For You is about a guy who meets a girl that's not like the majority of girls, whatever that means, I don't know. And he makes up his mind and decides that he wants to be exclusive with her. Like, whatever she wants, whatever she needs, he's got it handled. He's down for her completely. He's super committed. Like, that's the whole vibe of this song. I really enjoy this song because I love a good Latin pop flair in a song. And Latin pop is just so much more fun. And it just makes music just that much better, in my opinion, anyways. But as always, AB6 killed the song from start to end, and it has me in this big old groove, and y'all just need to hear this. Let's go on and play this. Oh, I could just, like, every time I hear this song play, I always think of, like, a duet, like, just, like, the salsa duet, or, you know, whatever, like, just duet, just very sensual and sexy, like, how about you, how about that, you know, Down For You. Really good song. All right, last but definitely not least, we have CL with her single, Lover Like Me. Lover Like Me is about getting dumped carelessly by an ex. Like, this is the breakup that kind of makes you mad in a way, because you just felt used and, like, thrown to the wind like a tissue. In return, you use that anger to motivate yourself to do better in life, like a post-breakup glow, you could say. Only for them to, you know, try to come back, you know, into your life and, you know, try to see what's up. You know, try to get back with you because, you know, they see you doing so much better without them. Huh. Look at that. But by the time that they start doing that, you've already moved on and you're just working towards your goals and succeeding. Like, why are you trying to talk to me? Like, bye, ho, new phone, who this? Like, go away. Like, I'm doing me. You want to go off and you do you? I'm going to go off and do me. And I'm going to worry about my own self. So you stay over there. I'm going to be here and be over here and being great. But this song is so much fun. It's upbeat. And it's pretty much, I think, 90% in English. Has a little rap part that I really love. But just a relatable song. Actually, I like the song a lot better than Spicy. I think Spicy was a little, maybe a little out of my styling. But lover like me, I could totally relate and I love it. Let's listen to the clip. Yes, it's a bad bitch song. She said, you want to be together? Let's be together. You want to break up? Fine, we breaking up. But don't come back for me because you'll never ever find another lover like me. Ooh, I love her. I think we're done for today, guys. It was a short, very short comebacks. Clean, crisp. Yes, I love that. But if you enjoyed this episode of What in the K-Pop, please give us a 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening to us on. It really does help us to be more visible to other K-pop fans so they can enjoy too. Lastly, follow us on Instagram at What in the K-Pop Official for all the updates. If you'd like to tell us how we're doing or you have a request, you could text us at 409-234-3285. That's 409-234-3285. Or if you just want to say hello, that's cool too. Well, K-Pop Squad, that's it for today. Thank you for listening. I hope y'all have a wonderful day or night. But most importantly, remember to live your best K-pop life. Bye!